Thank you for calling Custom Support. My name is Jadarius. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. My name is Tommaso Cardullo. You know, I bought a couple of things from... Are you there? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you. Okay. I bought a couple of... an order from Advanced Wireless Earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I've been charged twice, and there is a mistake. Can you verify if that what went wrong, please?
Okay. May I start out by getting your zip code?
84604.
84604. Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Tommaso Cardullo.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
512 West, 4770 North, Provo, Utah, 84604.
Okay, give me 1 second while I look up your account here, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you. I am on the phone. Just a second. I'm calling you.
Okay, it shows here that you started a subscription with us on January 25th for some wireless earbuds.
Yes, correct. But so what kind of charges should you give me, please? What is in your
range? Well, they charge you for... When they first charge you with this free subscription, they charge you for a lifetime warranty in the earbud. Where just a lifetime warranty in some earbud.
Okay, so how much?
One of the chargers was $60.97.
Okay, and then? See, I should be charged only once. I've been charged twice. Plus, you know, I did not ask for a warranty. But, you know, I whatever. But then why was I charged twice? Can you see that there are two charges in your records? I mean, I have here that you sent me two emails. One a few days ago, I mean, like 4 days ago, and one yesterday. One on February 9th, and one on February 10th. So you send me one on February 10th for one price, and one on February 9th for another price, which I don't understand why I've been charged twice. So I would truly appreciate your help.
Okay, sir, you were charged twice because you were charged twice. When in our 14-day free trial, you were supposed to call and cancel, but by you not calling and canceling, we charge you the full amount for our product.
You know, this is kind of deceiving. I have not, there was nothing to be said about canceling what. I don't even know what we need to cancel. I only purchased 2 airbags, period. Then while I was checking out, I guess I forgot maybe to say that I didn't want any warranty. I mean, I don't care about the warranty. This was just, I was giving it to my kids. They're little kids, so they don't care about warranty. They would be broken probably in the next week or lost in the next week. So, but I can accept the warranty, but then why do I need to, there was nothing said about 14. What I was supposed to cancel? That's what I'm trying to understand.
You were supposed to cancel at the free subscription, sir.
So free subscription or what? Can you help me, please? And what did I subscribe to?
When you started the free trial, sir, with the earbuds, it was a subscription period of 14 days. And if you didn't cancel within those 14 days, you were going to opt into our monthly subscription and be charged the full retail price for our product.
Okay. This is very deceiving. I'm sorry. I know that you're working for it. I feel I'm being taken advantage. Okay. I'm disputing this charge, first of all. So I want to cancel the subscription. I want to be I am going to call my credit card company. I hope you can help me. How can you help me first?
Because okay, first you'll have to return the product back. Now I can give you a return address and the RMA number for you to return it back. Then they'll give you a refund. The warehouse will give you a refund.
So I need to send back the product?
Yes, sir. You'll have to send the product back in order to get a refund.
Wow. Okay. Can you tell me where I need to send this product back to?
Okay.
This is deceiving. I am just shocked.
Okay, the address is going to be...
Just a second, let me read this out. Go ahead.
Okay, the address is going to be P.O. Box 500.
P.O. Box 500?
Yes. Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo?
New York.
Buffalo, New York.
The zip code is going to be 14212.
14212. And the attention?
And the arm, and that's the address right there. And you're going to need to include this number on the package. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be 399.
399-017-017
4-4 C as in Charles.
C?
Yes, sir. C as in Charles. 1181.
1181.
Yes,
so let me repeat it to you, please. By the way, thank you for your help. I know that you are working, but I'm just a tiny bit taken off guard. But I really appreciate your patience and assistance. So you said 3990174 C as Charlie 1181. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So So attention to who, to whom should I address this? And by the way, where do I need to put this number? Do I need to put this number where?
Just put it on the packet, sir. It doesn't matter where you put it to.
Okay, just on the box when I send it, I put this number. So it's P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212. Attention.
Yes, sir.
I mean, do I need to attend? Company?
No, sir. It wouldn't be necessary.
It's not necessary. So just this.
Yes, sir.
So practically, I send these two. I need to send these two packages back to you. That's what I need to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So I will be my money will be given back to me. Is that correct? Hello? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
So you will reimburse my money. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I really appreciate that. By the way, what's your name? You've been very helpful. I appreciate it. What's your
Jerdery?
Okay, thank you. How do you spell it, please?
Jerderiue.
Okay, very nice name. Very unique. I like it. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I will take care of this. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Bye now. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hello, ma'am.